This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
With a clipboard trying to be uptight. Overcapacity rubbing us wrong, but my girl better put her up right. I'm all a bit fed up. Half of us halfway wasted. In the queue getting red up. In the queue getting.
Oh yeah, we look like sickness. Barely moving inches. Let's leave this line. Your club will close. We'll run you out of business. What I do, what I do, that's what I do.
Us are having this acute, ain't new, so the heels are coming off right now. I think we're done being patient, so nobody can tell us how to pipe down. What offline cheat wine does that to your madness outside your club now?
Yeah, we look like sickness, barely moving inches. Let's leave this night, the club will close, we'll run you out of business. What I do, what I do, that's what I do.
How are you?
I'm a bit flustered.
You are?
Yeah, I thought that was going on for another minute. I'm good. We're here. We're at FUBAR Radio. I'm Lizzie Cundy.
And I'm Stephen Lang. How are you?
It's been a real big showbiz week. Well, it has been for me anyway.
It has been for you. You were on this morning yesterday.
I was actually. Yeah, did you watch?
No.
Why?
Please tell me about it.
It was quite a debate that it was talking about whether you should let your children, when they're over the age of consent, obviously, have girlfriends or boyfriends stay at the house.
And you said?
I think you should. I want my boys to have their friends over, girlfriends over, whoever over. And it'd be a safe environment. I don't want them out in the park or in a dark alley. I want, you know, and I can kind of monitor it then.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I do agree with you.
You agree?
I agree.
Da, da, da. Seriously?
Yeah, no, I think that's totally right. And when I was growing up, my mum was very understanding of my particular circumstance, you know.
Which was?
Which was meeting boys off the internet and having them stay at home.
I've got that problem. No,
no, yeah. But, you know, I think actually it created much better atmosphere of honesty between us all. We kind of were all...
Yeah.
Much better for it.
And I think for me anyway, my boys are like my best friends. We talk about everything. And then they come to me about other problems at school, bullying, or if they're worried about something. Because it's all
open.
Isn't
your eldest in his 20s?
Oh, he's 20. He's just 23, darling.
So
I had it when I was 10. My other boy, James, is 17. But they're, you know, they're really well adjusted, polite. They respect everyone. They, you know, I'm not saying I have any old willy nilly in.
Yeah, of course.
Well, not for them. Not for Willy. Me, baby. Boom, boom. But look, I hate parents say, don't treat this like a hotel. You know, it's not just my home; it's their home.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a good, very good way to be.
The fact that people come in—it's like Piccadilly Circus most of the time. My house. I love having lots of people there. It's friendly, happy house.
And that's what you're going to be doing this weekend, having a nice time, relaxing time.
I can't
Easter.
Wait for Easter. Yeah, I'm going to have a relaxing roast dinners and nice country walks, country pubs.
Gorge.
Do you like the sound of that?
I do love the sound of that. I might take a little walk down the beach at some point myself. I'll be going back to see my mum this weekend.
How lovely. In Portsmouth.
Just outside Portsmouth.
That's why Port's Pompey Oh, was it Ale Pompey?
Play up, Pompey.
I should know. My ex used to play
Ale
for them.
Pompey? What are you talking about?
No, I used to go to football at Portsmouth because he played for Portsmouth.
Right.
And there was always this awful man that had
no
top on, covered in tattoos, beating a drum. And I was always sitting next to him. And I think, shut that up.
Hasn't he got, isn't his middle name Portsmouth FC or something? He changed his name.
Pompey or something. He's Mr. Pompey.
People love it. People love it.
No, it's a big following. But you're going to have fun in Portsmouth. I'm at my country pad. Going to be relaxing, country pubs, roaring fires.
Gorgeous.
And having a little bit of, I think, a few roast potatoes.
R&R.
Roast. I'm going to roast potatoes. Yes. I've got cauliflower cheese. I'm cooking.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a good cook.
I'm intrigued by the idea of you cooking.
You should see my pinny. I might tweet a picture for you.
Tweet a picture of your pinny.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, we've got a fabulous show coming up, haven't we?
We have an amazing show. We have from the Real Housewives of Cheshire. And can you do a Manchester accent? Hey, Lizzie. Hey. Could I be one of those housewives?
Seema.
And she actually owns a wonderful clothing company.
Does she?
Yes.
Great. So we'll talk to her a bit about that.
Yeah.
We also have a bit of a last minute addition to the timetable, but I'm excited.
Yes.
Very excited to be speaking to her. Dr. Pam Spur.
Yes.
We want to talk to her a bit about Harry and Meghan, don't we? Because obviously they have been in the press recently. People have been picking up on some of their body language.
I know. And some people are saying, you know, because she is, I mean, Harry has really got this girl who people are saying she's an actress. She, you know, her father is no, the mother is black, I think, or is that correct?
Yeah.
And people are all getting very like, oh, he's not the usual royal to bring in, and she's an actress. She's normal, you know. They had videos of her as a youngster, you know, and people saying, oh God, look, did you see the house she was in?
Oh, I see what you're trying to get at. Yes, okay, yes. There has been a lot of drama. You know, Prince Harry even put out a statement early on in their relationship, didn't he? To say a lot of the attacks and a lot of the press has been had a racist slant towards them. But now she's here. She has joined the royal family. I'd be interested to see...
Is it genuine love? Is she in it for the right reason?
Well, we shall find out soon enough, won't we?
Yeah.
The wedding's only in... Two months.
I've got to get my outfit ready.
2 months after Eurovision. Then we have very good friend of the show.
Of course.
Your friend.
My buddy, Joe Wood, is going to be telling us all sorts of things.
I bet she is.
Yeah.
She's a good egg, Joe.
But
I like
she's
her.
Also doing this new picture book of the Stones. Can you imagine the time she's had? I know a few of them.
Have you met the Rolling Stones?
Yep.
Fab.
Of course.
I'm intrigued. Let's talk off air. And then finally, we have Chloe Patton from Team Mom UK on the phone, finding out all about that. Because that's a bit of a cult show, isn't it, old Teen Mum?
Yeah, it is on MTV. It's quite got a cult following.
Yeah, so we'll find out a bit about that, what she's been up to.
I'm very, very excited. But I am very excited to talk to Pam.
Yeah.
I'm interested in this, yeah.
Good, well, let's get on to...
And Pam is one of my dear friends.
Good.
Yes.
As is everyone that ever on the show.
Everyone's my friend.
Shall we play one of your favourite songs at the moment?
Okay, come on, what
Bit
is it?
Bit of Sigrid.
I love this!
Woohoo!
Woo!
Just like in the movies, it starts to rain. The broken beauties, blindfolded minds collide.
the fierce. It's just you and I.
Are you happy?
I'm obsessed with that song.
You bit
know,
of Sigrid.
When I like a record, a track, I play it and play it and play it.
And that's when you're playing and playing and playing
I'm
at the moment?
I'm playing it. I must play it like 10 times away here. Is that weird?
It's a bit too many.
Yeah.
We have our first guest on the line right now. Hello, Seema.
Hi, how are you?
Seema from the Real Housewives of Cheshire. How are you?
How are you, Seema?
I'm amazing, thank you. How are you?
Amazing, that is good.
It's good, and the show is back on, Seema.
Oh, yeah, did you watch it? Did you see it on Monday?
Of course.
Lizzie is a fan, aren't you?
I watch it for many reasons.
But I think everybody watches it. It's that kind of guilty pleasure.
All of the Real Housewives are kind of guilty pleasure shows, aren't they? I think.
I think they are, definitely.
Because, Seema, you came in a bit later. What made you want to do the show?
Well, to be honest with you, I got asked at the same time when the first series went out. But if I'm honest, just work. I travel so much.
Yeah.
And, you know, number one is always going to be my baby, and that's my brand.
Yes.
You know, Forever Unique. So just timing. Timing wasn't right.
Yes. And then the timing was right and you joined the girls.
Yeah. I couldn't do it in series two because I had a hysterectomy. And series three, I was back fighting fit. And I thought, you know what? I can do this.
Yeah.
And if it's an opportunity to show... I don't know, younger girls, that if you aspire and you work really hard, you can achieve.
I have to say, apologies to everyone who can hear the drilling going on in the
Someone's
road outside.
Just started drilling outside for some reason, really loudly next to the studio.
I'm looking out my window, thinking, is it in my office?
No, it's definitely not. We apologise. It's
I'm
right
not
here.
Next to a dentist either. It's like mad. It's a bit dark. I hope he doesn't do anything mad. But there are a lot of rows on this show. I mean.
Are they real?
That's what
on
people
my
are.
Life,
they're real.
They are real.
Wow.
Even I get taken back with it. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I've always been a bit of a tomboy. I've only had brothers, hung around with boys. Boys are easy.
Yeah.
Us girls somehow managed to create a drama out of nothing.
Yeah.
But I promise you, these arguments are real. And I think what happens is, you know, when we're filming, you do actually forget that the cameras are there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it is real. And there's times I come home, I have to sit in a room on my own, and I just have to sit there and think, God, has that just happened?
Yeah, I know. I do as well. I'm like,
yeah.
Because some of them get quite, I mean, they're very feisty.
So, honestly, even I get scared. I'm sat there and I'm like, oh, God, someone help me. I need to get out.
But when you get home, Simon, do you think, oh, my God, that was on camera and... I wish I hadn't said that. Or do you just think, well, no, this is me. I'm being natural.
What I'm trying to do is just be real. And if I have done anything that's out of turn or I've upset anybody, I just try and take ownership. And that's me in my real life.
Mm.
I hate confrontation. I hate to argue. And I probably do come across as quite the boring one that doesn't want to get involved in all the drama, but that's just me in my real life.
So
I've got time for that.
What is the deal with Leanne leaving?
Look, I think Leanne and Dawn have got their own issues. Even we don't know because I think it's all in the hands of lawyers and things. And
that gets a bit. That's bigger than just a TV show, then, isn't it?
Mm. It's real. This is what I mean.
It's real.
Mm. They've got real life issues that only them two know, and only them two could talk about. And as a fellow cast member, I've just tried to respect them, and I understand it was too much for Leanne, and maybe it was what was needed because it's completely changed the dimensions of the group this series.
Has the show, because you've got Paddy McGuinness's wife,
Christine.
Christine's going to be in.
Just joined us like halfway through, so she's like a guest housewife.
Oh, guest housewife. I like that. So what does that mean, being a guest? Do you float in and out?
Yeah, maybe she's just testing the waters, and if this is something that she'll want to do, who knows? But again, she's a strong woman, and she's opinionated, and I'm getting to know her. I mean, we've only just started filming, because we're still filming at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So it's changed the dynamic, because also Ampika left, who is another fiery one, but had an issue with Dawn again. But
well,
that does seem to occur quite a lot, doesn't it? What is it about Dawn that seems to upset people so much?
Do you know what it is?
I don't think the show's long enough for that.
No, Dawn's strong. She's a strong woman. And she's opinionated, and she'll just say it as it is.
But it's saying it like it is, and then there's just being a bitch, isn't there? And sometimes there isn't. That's quite difficult to deal with.
Yeah, but listen, they all give as good as they get.
Right.
I can't even point the finger at one. Wait till you watch this series. It's explosive.
I think you're quite calm, though, Shim. Out of all the girls, you're
watching.
I will, though. I definitely will.
What happens is people push your buttons, and, you know, like I say, you forget the cameras are there. And
they
get under your skin, and you think, wow, how dare you speak to me? And you've got to remember, We're filming, it's for the national television for everyone to see.
Yeah, you kind of can forget, I suppose, when the cameras are. And especially hard, because there's lots of champagne flowing, which I love, by the way. Because there always seems to be a glass of champagne in the scene. And I think that must not, you know, because then you kind of loosen up a bit, and maybe easier to have a bit of a row.
Yeah, but listen, you've all got to be in control of yourself, you know. Mm. So, like, if you want to drink away and then just lose your rag, then, you know, you've got to take ownership of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're to blame if we get in those situations.
Yes.
Have you ever looked back at something and been like, oh my God, I really wish I hadn't said that?
Yes. Keep watching.
Okay. See, I haven't seen the first episode. I am going to be watching it on the train tomorrow.
Oh,
so
darling, you have to watch it.
I will be watching it tomorrow, so I'll find out a bit
honestly,
more about what's going on.
This series, and I'm not just saying it, has to go down as, for me, it's got to be the best one, because there's been so many explosions, there's drama, I've never laughed so much.
Well, that's good.
Actually belly laugh in this one. It's really fun, and I kind of feel like we're all coming together in a crazy kind of way, even though we've had crazy moments. So,
well, it's always crazy, but the mad thing is people do love to watch. That's why Celebrity Big Brother is so popular. People rowing, and it is you kind of a shock, but you kind of enjoy it.
Everybody loves a bit of drama, don't they?
They do. Of course they do.
They all love a bit of
drama.
And
it's very glamorous.
We've got an amazing trip away. Wait till you see the trip.
Oh, really?
Mine and my husband, we've been together for 25 years. We've got an amazing anniversary celebration.
Oh,
it's so much fun in this one.
I've met you both. I think I met you at one of the do's, and you both are lovely, and your business is so successful. Beautiful clothing.
Thank you. Thank you.
I need to get another dress.
I'll call you a dress.
Thank you, Zima.
You give me a shout.
I will,
darling.
But
your way.
I'm really looking forward to the show. But I have to say, you are definitely one of the most sort of like calmer. I think you're the good influence. But I'll see. It's only show one.
Listen, you watch. But I like to think I am. And look, I like to be the voice of reason. I hate to argue.
Yeah.
Life's too short. And listen, I'm not getting any younger. At this age
I am.
Well, you've got time. You can have time. For me, I think you get to a stage in your life where you think, you know what, I am not a hater. I just want to love.
Yeah.
I want to love people. I'm not here to hate.
I know. Well, look, we'll look forward to the show, and really well done, Seema. I can't
wait
to watch.
Monday's ITVB, 10 p.m.
Don't miss it,
Seema,
darling.
Thanks so much.
Bye, Seema.
Thank
you for coming to FUBA.
Bye.
Thank you.
You've got to watch it, Stephen.
I will
watch
it. I'm going to watch it on the train tomorrow.
On the train?
Yeah. Go back down to see my mum, aren't I?
Oh, cool.
Bit of Lady Gaga.
Oh, we love it. It's her birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm playing it. Happy birthday, Lady Gaga. Precious taking its toll. enjoyed that, didn't you, Candy?
I love Lady Gaga. And it was her illusion. Birthday.
What's her birthday? Happy birthday, Gaga.
That's one of my favourite tracks.
Good, I'm glad. We'll play it again another week.
Thank you, Stephen. I'm very excited because I have one of my dear friends
on the phone
show.
Right now.
I can't believe it. It's the one and only Dr. Pam Spurr.
Hello.
Hello, you two gorgeous people.
How are you?
I am so well, and what a surprise when I got your text, Lizzie. I thought, yes, I'm leaving a meeting right now, and I'll be home in time to take your call.
Perfect.
That's perfect timing, because we were talking, Pam, about the lovely Meghan and Harry, and whether it's real, whether this love can last. She's coming to the royal family, you know, and it's all happened very quickly. I mean, the wedding is weeks away. I'm getting my hat prepared.
Lizzie, if anyone's going to be there, it's going to be you.
It's true. I have
a roving reporter on the outside of the castle.
Go to everything?
Of course, I am there. I did look after her for a while when she was here.
You did.
But that was before Harry. but Pam, what are your thoughts? I mean, because you are the body language expert and you do pick up on whether things are real or not.
Yeah, well, funny enough, I wrote a piece about their body language for one of the newspapers a couple months ago. It was, but I've seen so many pictures and you know, TV shots of them since then, and it's still the same. They have the three key things that tell me they are really in love and a really good match.
Mm.
And the very first thing is synchrony. Now, that's the way, you know, people talk about mirroring being important, where you kind of mirror each other's actions. Like if one of you picks up a drink, the other picks up a drink. But synchrony goes even further than mirroring. And it's where a couple moves. They don't have to mirror each other, but they move in such a way that they never have those awkward moments. Like, you know, he doesn't go to kiss her cheek and kiss her nose. And, you know, so it's, that is really important. And what synchrony tells me as a psychologist is their subconscious minds are in tune with what the other's doing. So they kind of don't even have to look at each other. And they kind of just already know, well, Harry's going to be moving this way, and, okay, I'm going to be moving that way too. So it's all just, you know, really pretty much subconscious.
That sounds a bit intense, though, doesn't it?
No, it's fantastic when a couple has synchrony. It really is a sign that you are kind of, you know, so well bonded. But what you've asked, Stephen, is actually a really good point, because the next thing as a body language expert I look for is their proximity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, proximity is their physical closeness, and you're right. You don't want to see a couple smother each other, like literally all over each other, kind of snogging their faces off.
Because is that for show? Because I've got friends that have just recently started dating, but every picture is of them like kissing, they're all over each other, and I thought, is it a bit too much?
Absolutely, and often that signals too much too soon, that they have thrown themselves, you know, 100% into a relationship before really knowing each other. And they may have a lot of sexual chemistry, but doesn't mean they'll go the distance. So what we find in, like, Meghan and Harry is they have really excellent proximity where they do, you know, they do touch each other, they hold hands, he puts his arm around her, but it's never over the top. It's kind of just right. And when they do it, you see all this sexual chemistry that they have, but it's contained. So like your friends, Lizzie, they're not all over each other. They don't show their sexual chemistry by being all over each other, because it just kind of sizzles when they have a little bit of touch.
Okay, interesting. Because I sometimes, when the pictures I saw of them recently when they were on their trip to Northern Ireland, Meghan did look a bit infatuated with him. She was staring into his eyes. She's, you know, it seems to me to be a bit contrived almost. Is that how it can seem to other people, when it's genuine?
Well, you know, even when it's genuine, you see, they are still really in that first flush of love. Now, you think of the regular couple who meet, their oxytocin production, that's the bonding hormone that they get from being each other's company, usually peaks between sort of 6 months to 18 months. Now, with Harry and Meghan, because, of course, they had a lot of distance in their relationship for, like, the first year, they're still in that peaking phase now, because now they've only physically been in the same country for about even less than a year.
Yeah,
so
that's
they
true.
Are really still in that first phase where the oxytocin is running high between them, and that's where you see those kind of looks of love. But, you know, there's that third thing that I look for in a couple, and it's protectiveness. And Harry really shows that. Like when he was guiding through her through crowds a few weeks ago on a visit, he like puts his arm gently at her back near her waist and just has a natural way of kind of going, it says, darling, just come this way.
This way, okay.
Yeah, I don't want you too near the crowd.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't feel, though, because of the footage we've had of Meghan, you know, lovely friends are releasing it, of a bit going on about being a princess, or pictures of her outside the palace. You don't think she may be a bit of a sycophant, you know, one of those that is always, she's a bit in awe of Harry, as Stephen said, she's looking at him like, wow, I can't believe this is true.
I don't think so. You know, what young woman, or at least American young woman, hasn't kind of dreamt of these things? Because remember, Americans don't have a royal family, it's kind of a bigger thing to them. So, you know, there she had these dreams, and I know there have been kind of quite cruel reports from an ex-friend of hers in the press, you know, alleging that she was always seeking a better man, you know, higher up the rung, so sort of thing. But what woman really doesn't do that? Aren't we always looking for the best possible match? Or men, exactly. So what I think we're seeing, you know, what she did in her past with all the palace and princess references, that's just a young American girl with, you know, your head in the clouds. Now what we see is we see an equal, because if you've heard her deliver any of her speeches when she's not,
she's been amazing, actually.
Oh, she's very powerful.
Confident.
So she's, you know, she's in her own right a powerful woman, but they are very much in love, so you see the softer side when she's with him.
And she's very lovely. I absolutely love her. And I did meet her a few times. I was with her. I spent a few days with her, actually. And she
was
just adorable.
What did I say, Stephen? Lizzie will know everybody.
I know. I have a picture.
Even the future Duchess of Sussex or whatever she's going to become.
I made sure we got a selfie. I have that selfie.
Of course you did.
But little did we know she was going to end up with
Prince Harry. Anyone would have thought that at the time, would they?
I'd stay more friends with that.
Well, you know, they were made, you know, that the match was made by a friend who obviously made a good assessment of their characters.
True.
And, you know, it worked right from, you know, date number one. So you know, lucky them that they were put together by the right person who could see, that they would be a good match.
It's a very good friend indeed.
Indeed.
I hope they're bridesmaids.
obviously, Dr. Pam, this week you've had a bit of attention that you probably wouldn't have wanted.
Caroline Flack. Caroline Flack didn't take kindly to my comments about...
Were you upset by that?
What happened, Pam? Because I'm not aware of this. What happened?
Well, I wrote for the Daily Star a piece about repeat relationships. And as I said on Twitter, this can apply to men too. Mm. So if you're seeking a solid relationship, but you repeatedly have relationships that fail, and they're of a particular type, in this case, men who are a decade younger, then it's not working. And you have to look for something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But unfortunately, she didn't take very kindly to it. But
are you upset by that?
Pardon, darling?
Are you upset by that?
Not at all.
You flicked it off.
Doesn't bother me. People will get upset about all sorts of things, and if she actually read the whole article, she would see it's actually there's kindness in there, trying to flag up that maybe this pattern isn't a great thing for, as I describe her, a vibrant, successful, and attractive woman.
I'm a total believer.
You know, on Twitter, there's a lot of negativity. I never rise to it.
Oh, good girl.
And if someone tweets me something negative, I just kind of go, okay, well, they're having a bad day, or maybe they've got a point, but I just don't like all that. I have a very happy life, and I like to keep it that way, and I like to keep it on social media that way, too.
Good.
Except when I'm criticizing Donald Trump.
Well,
then I get
that's different.
That's different. But then, in the end, your advice was right, because they're no longer together.
But apparently they're getting back together.
Oh, are they getting back together?
Yeah, so who knows?
All right.
Who knows?
But listen, Pam, I've got to take your advice. See, I've been down the path of Caroline, you see. I dated younger guys, and it never ends up like a happy ending. Is that the right word?
Well, I've dated younger men before I met my lovely other half, and I mean, who doesn't want to date a younger man and get the experience that, you know, a younger man can bring a lot of fun and sexual chemistry to your life? But if you repeatedly date younger men and it doesn't work out, or if you're a man who repeatedly dates younger women and it doesn't work out, you have to ask, are they really they're at a different life stage than I am, and the qualities they bring to the relationship are not working for what I want.
Agreed.
So if your relationship goal is a solid relationship, then everybody has to look at their repeat patterns. Mm. And it's not always about age. It can be repeat pattern about a certain type of behavior that you're attracted to in someone. Mm-hmm. Someone who's maybe standoffish and a challenge.
Yes.
And if you're always attracted to someone who's a challenge, male or female, and it doesn't work out, then again, mm-hmm. you know, what's that old saying? You know, the definition of mental illness is doing the same thing repeatedly that brings you heartache.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
know. That's what I tend to do,
Pam. Oh, darling.
Honestly, Dr. Pam, thank you so much
but
for
Pam, as long as you're not upset about the tweet, I don't want you upset. No one upsets
oh
my
God,
Dr. Pam.
No. People, you know, she could have been in bad mood another day. She might have just ignored it.
Yep, very true.
Really, those things do not upset me. People have bad days and they say bad things.
She was just
I can't
a bad
in
day.
My life let that...
Good.
Fine.
We're
good.
Happy to hear that because you're one of our favourites here on Fubar.
Oh, thank you, darling. And
thank
I'll
you so
you
much.
See you next week at James.
Yeah.
Jog on to cancer.
Of course. Yes. We're there.
Fun.
Of course. I can't wait to see you, Pam. Loads of love.
I can't wait to see you then, darling.
Bye.
Thank
sweetheart.
You so much.
Lots of love. Aww. Bye.
Lovely Pam. Oh, she's such a sweetheart. I'm glad she wasn't upset by the tweet.
Yeah, me too. Should we play a bit of Genesis?
Let's get.
And
oh,
then get
I love
Joe
Genesis.
In.
Let's get Joe in.
Do you?
I do.
We seem to play that song every other week at the minute.
Rutherford is my neighbour and I'm friends with his daughter, Kate.
Good to know. We've got our next guest
in. I know Mike Rutherford and his wife. What's her name?
That is the voice of Joe Wood, everyone.
Can I just say, hi! Joe Wood's in the house! They're all-time rocker. But no, they kind of fell out. Oh, it's a long story. I should say on air. But anyway.
You yes. know the inside information.
I
of
do.
Course.
Always
inside.
Does.
Keep it in the family info. I'll tell you on the way to Grouch, though, because we're going there after.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. The girls are out tonight.
The girls are out.
The girls are always out when it comes.
Yeah, girls are always out.
I've got my jacket with me. So, Joe, lovely to see you as always.
Lovely to see you.
Feels like ages.
Yeah, it was like day before yesterday.
Actually, it was a great musical, Ruthless, with Jason Gardner.
I loved it.
What was it?
So wacky.
Please tell me.
It was kind of a bit crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's about a real showbiz jazz hands girl, little girl who wants to make it.
8 year old.
Okay.
And
she wants to be the star.
Okay.
Taking place in the '50s, isn't it?
And
what's Jason's involvement?
He plays a woman.
Oh, of course he does.
Sylvia.
Of course he bloody well does.
But, oh my God, how funny. I laughed from the minute I sat down to the end. I couldn't believe. And the ending was mad.
I thought it was just off the wall. You just don't. I thought I was going to see some little musical.
So did I.
And there was all this bizarre, mad stuff that was going on. I mean, Jesus.
I thought some of them wanted to put something in my drink. I was like, wouldn't be the first time, maybe.
But it was a great night. And I met the lovely Barbara Eden, who is.
Yeah.
Looking at from I Dream of Jeannie.
Well, I don't remember it, but I have seen it. Yes.
She was there, and I was like, "Oh my God, I'm sure that's Barbara Eden." And I went and said,
"She looked so
good
in your picture." I couldn't go to the after party, which isn't like me.
That is not you at all.
I had this morning,
were you sick?
No, I had ITV. I did feel sick not to go, but I had to do the ITV this morning.
Oh, you had this morning,
early,
yes,
so I was
of course.
A good girl.
Yeah, you were very good. Anyway, I didn't stay.
I hadn't
long.
Arranged my outfit. That was my more important thing. What am I going to wear? I need to go.
Now, you're obviously working on something new at the minute, aren't you, Jo?
Yeah, I'm working on my picture book.
Please explain this.
Well, from 1978 till, God, years and years later, I was always, until the phone cameras came out, so I carried on, but I always took pictures. I always had my camera, always took pictures. And so then I ended up with hundreds of pictures.
Surely thousands.
Thousands, yeah. Of backstage, in hotel rooms, looning around, me dressed up like an old lady. Just all sorts of mad pictures on the road, which are just snaps.
Yeah, yeah.
They're nothing.
And
know.
Who took these snaps? Was it your own camera?
Me.
Wow.
Yeah, so
wow.
I've had.
So this is documenting your time on the road with the Stones.
Yeah.
And anything else you've done.
Yeah, and
over the years.
I mean, I've got holidays and this and that and the other, and what I do, I put them onto Instagram, which I've got this little Hey Joe Rock and Roll Instagram site. So I kept doing this, and everybody kept writing in saying, "Why don't you digitize them and put them in a book?" And so I thought.
Okay, I will.
What else am I going to do with all those great little gems?
Yeah, it's true.
You can't just leave them in the box.
So does it tell a story kind of thing about what went on? I guess there's nothing illegal being shown.
Well, there's lots of illegal pictures. You should see them. They're great.
We'd like to see those.
Have they been approved by the Rolling Stone?
No. Right now, we're just getting my book deal, and I've just got the guy that's going to do the layouts, and I've got another guy, John Bennett, who's my friend, and he's going to write, just a few words, and he's brilliant. He's like a real sort of person that knows dates on gigs and this, that, and the other.
So he remembers everything.
He remembers everything.
Encyclopedia.
He goes, Joe, wasn't that in Madrid in 1981? I went, how the hell do you know that?
I was there and I don't know.
Can you remember anything, Joe? I bet it's a bit hazy. So I just about remember last week.
So we're getting it all together now, but it's great to look at them all and see.
I bet. Does it bring back mad memories? Do you think, oh my God, I really miss those days? Or do you think, thank God those days
were over? No. Because those days was a special time, because it wasn't like it is now where everybody takes pictures and comes up to you, click, click, right in your face.
Selfies.
It was different then. we had more of a private life.
Yeah.
We could stay up all night. Well, Keith used to always... Well, we always used to stay up all night. And then Keith would turn around. We'd be in the middle of America somewhere, and Keith'd say, at 6 o'clock in the morning, sun's coming up. Okay, time to go for a walk. And you think, oh, Jesus, I can't face the sun. It was like Dracula.
That sounds like exactly how I imagine it to be.
And it forced us to go for a walk, and there'd be people going to their work in the morning with their briefcases, and you just stayed up all night and stinking of Jack Daniels.
No, King.
It was, yeah, he
but you don't. Your life isn't like that anymore, is it? You're very.
Oh, she's
or
healthy.
Is it?
No, I don't stay up 6 o'clock anymore. I stayed up with my brother the other day till 3:30 in the morning.
Well,
I went, what? It's 3:30.
Joe is so healthy. She only eats and drinks organic. She's so. I mean. I
do like a shot of vodka. Come on.
Yeah, you do.
But and that doesn't have tequila. To be an expensive one. That can just be...
No, you're pretty good. You're pretty good.
I've cut out.
You've cut out. Oh, is that my hair?
Nothing, you're fine. You're fine.
No. Oh, no. You're there.
No, I'm cut out.
We can hear you. We can hear you. You're fine.
Keep talking.
Oh, okay.
So, Joe, so the book, when are we looking at the book?
Well, released? I don't know. I don't think it's going to be... I don't think it'll be out this year. Well, we'll see what the publisher
says.
Get
it in time for Christmas.
It'd be nice to get it in time for Christmas.
Oh, I definitely want to have a look at this book. I can't believe all the times you've had, because you've had some great mad times.
Yeah, you can see it in the pictures as well.
I wanted to ask you a bit about, I don't know if you've seen recently, Kim Wilde has been talking about seeing UFOs. And,
yeah, my brother said that.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And I seem to remember the last time you came in, you said you've seen similar things over the years.
Yes.
Well, have you had any of those kind of experiences recently in the last couple of years?
Why, what are you saying?
No, I'm just asking. Because I thought it was, because not only, then Paul O'Grady said, yeah, I see UFOs all the time. Seems some people are more in tune with it than other people.
Yeah, I saw, actually, it was years ago, I saw that one in Recife in Brazil. And then me and Ty, we were on an aeroplane, going down south, all along the edge of South America. We were going to Argentina, I think. And Tyrone was like 17, and he was sitting behind me, and we were both looking out the window, and we saw this big orb that we were thousands of feet up, and it flew right up to the near our window. And Ty goes, "Mum, what's that I said, "I have no bloody idea." Who else saw it And nobody else saw it but me and Ty.
But were you scared?
No, I thought it was fantastic.
I'd be terrified.
Do you think there is
a missile?
Do you honestly think there is life elsewhere?
Yes, without a doubt. There was a documentary on yesterday about Tutankhamun, and they found a knife in his what was it called, that coffin thing?
Sarcophagus,
yes. and when they analysed it, it's like no metal found on this earth.
Wow.
And it hadn't even rusted in thousands and thousands of years.
How mad.
There's got to be something else. We can't possibly...
Well, Stephen Hawking was saying that this world, where we are on this planet, is going to end because we're not looking after it. And we'll all be on another one.
We'll have to. We'll have to get the hell out of here if we can't save our planet. My son's trying to save
it.
And that's
what you're doing. Because I have to say, Joe, I am so with you on this about the plastic, because you've done such a great campaign with your lovely daughter, Leah, and it's been incredible what you're doing.
I took my niece, Kitty, and my step-granddaughter, Lola. We went into Waitrose the other day, and we bought all this food that was organic but covered in plastic. And then we went to the cash till, bzz, 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 and as I was doing it, you know, scanning it, the girls were unwrapping it and putting it in my bag.
Do you know what? That's what they do in Germany. When I was in Germany, they unpack everything before at the thing, because they just take the bare bones of what they need to get it home.
I went home with just my vegetables.
Can you do that? They weren't angry with you.
Well, look, we put them in the bottom of the trolley and we spied through the window and we watched the lady go, What's that?
They probably thought you were nicking things, Joe.
She couldn't work it out. What happened?
Can I tell you, a friend of mine bought me an Easter egg, and I cannot tell you the amount of plastic that's in that egg. So you've got a big egg, another bit of plastic over that, the little eggs. I was like, why do you need all this plastic?
I think times are about to change. I think people are paying way much more attention. Even now I've started to notice that plastic straws in pubs. Yes. People are getting rid of the paper ones.
We were out the other night and we had a lovely black paper straw.
Yeah, and it's fine.
I was very happy with that.
Yeah, I was very happy. Yeah. I thought that was great.
Good, I'm glad to hear that.
But I have a friend that is plastic, that if she sees any plastic, has a fit. In any
You have to be realistic. It will still continue to exist.
It will. Just don't look at the boobs. That's what I say. Boom, boom. So, Joe, it's all going
crazy. What about the
face? Oh, no. Hasn't been touched. I need it, though. I feel I do. Feel I need a bit of help.
You don't need any help. You look beautiful.
No, I love
you
Joe.
You do, to be fair, babe.
I love Joe.
To be fair.
Thank you. Thank you. After that comment, Stephen.
I'm just trying to get a rise out of your face.
Yeah, back off, Stephen. So, Joe, the book's going to be hopefully for Christmas, do you think?
Hopefully, yes, depends. I mean, I'm quite busy this year. I've got a secret project coming up, which I can't tell you about. You'll know soon enough. I'll come back and tell you about it.
Okay, good.
I've got one of those.
Yeah, you got one, I got one. But it's a shame it's not the same as mine.
Let's talk. We're going to play a quick trail. We're going to get our last guest on. Jo, will you stay in the studio
She's coming with me to our last guest.
She's got to stay. Okay. Yeah. Just play a quick trail first.
Fubar Radio presents
Welcome to Pitch Talk. It's just exciting. Women's tennis at the moment. Who's out there? It's just brilliant.
Especially for the
very
UK.
Very exciting.
We've got some really good talent coming through and it should be a really exciting season. Really looking forward to Wimbledon, actually.
Yes.
That's coming up soon. We should go. Shall we?
Should we camp?
No. Can't imagine me camping outside. As you said that, Rachel Downey, my face fell and then I realised she must be joking.
Yes. Wait a minute. I know Rachel. She will not be out there camping.
Every Tuesday. From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
The chat is carrying on.
Sorry,
they're
darling.
Going on.
Sorry,
blah,
darling.
Blah, blah, blah.
We are chatting.
But we do have our final guest for the show, Chloe Patton, there? On air. How are you?
Hi, how are you guys?
Really good. How are you, Chloe?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, I'm just going to turn you up a bit. You are quite quiet there.
So, Chloe.
Star of Teen Mom.
It's the third series, Teen Mom.
Yes, I know, I can't believe it.
I mean, tell us about it for those that haven't seen the show.
So it's basically a documentary our life. There's five of us. We are young mums. We had our girls and boys under the age. So just basically showing the struggles, the fun, the ups and downs of our life.
Wow.
And what made you want to get involved in the show? Because you do really have to show the bare bones of your life, don't you? It's everything that you do as a teenage mother.
Yeah. It kind of felt for me, I didn't plan to have Marley, so it was quite a sad experience for me because I was really scared. I didn't want a child at this age.
How old were you when you had Marley?
17.
Okay, that is quite young, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't plan for that, and I just thought, instead of making it a negative situation, turn it into the most positive situation I can make of it.
Gosh, yeah, that's very young. It's unbelievable. Yeah. And how did you, what was it like for you? I mean, were you scared? Were you worried? Did you have support?
It was just a million emotions because it was so, shocked. I was just so shocked looking at my pregnancy test thinking, how has this happened? This was not planned. But I had a lot of support around me.
And then how did you get involved in Teen Mom?
I saw it on Facebook, weirdly enough.
Oh, is that how they get people these days?
Well, it's everywhere, on every social media advertising it seems to be. Mm-hmm. And I just sent them an email because I was like, one of these fake and they start prank calling me and I'm getting a million calls every day. So I just gave them my email and then they gave me a Skype call and said they'd finished casting, but they were going to give me the opportunity, and then they really liked me.
Okay. And have you enjoyed the experience?
Yeah, it is fun. It is. You do get a lot of nice things from it, and I think I get to watch all of this when me and Marley are a lot older.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's almost like a diary. Yeah, you can look back on.
Yeah, that must be nice to see all that.
Actually, that's incredible. Because, Joe, you had your Jamie at very young.
Yeah, I was 18. I was older, much older than her.
Would you have any advice for Chloe, having done that?
Well, I think when you have a child young, you're so young yourself that you don't think about as hard about... You're just there and you bring them up as a friend, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, because that's what it is with me and Jamie, so I think having it's good in one way because you have that bond. Otherwise, when you get older, you sort of tend to think about and analyse things more. When you're younger, you don't.
You just do it.
You just go head on in. Yeah.
You don't have such the fear, I think, when you're younger, do
you? Yeah.
And how old is Marley now?
He was 2 in January.
Okay.
Oh, I love that age.
How is he getting on?
He is good. It's just terrible twos have hit me really hard.
Of course,
the terrible twos.
Is that? I don't have children. Is that the kind of when their teeth start coming through and all that?
No. When they destroy everything.
They're into everything. They're moving, and they don't stop.
Right, got it.
And you see, my first son was like an angel, and I thought, oh, this is easy, motherhood. Then my second one came along. It was like hell on earth. I'm like, help me! I don't know what hit me.
And are you single or in a relationship at the moment, Chloe?
I'm still with Marley's dad, Jordan.
Okay. Oh, you're still with him.
Well, that's good.
Nice.
That's good because that's not often the case, is it, in these situations?
No, 4 years, still going strong.
Wow, so. Well done.
Yeah.
So, when can we watch, Chloe? When is it on? When can we watch? When is the show on?
So the show is on a Wednesday at 8 p.m. on MTV. So we're next. So last night was episode 3 of series 3.
Okay.
And were you happy? Were you happy watching? Did everyone sort of gather around the telly and?
Oh yeah, we get the whole family around. We get the popcorn out and everything.
Oh, cute. Night.
We'll have to come round to yours. Yeah. Sounds good. We love it.
So in this series is like a big step for me and Jordan because we purchased our first ever home.
Okay.
So we've got everyone round.
How cute!
We're
all
out now.
Oh,
and do you get recognised from doing the show?
Yeah, all the time. I get all like giddy and nervous. Like, oh, yeah, that's me.
Oh, really? And what do people like ask you for pictures? Is it that kind of vibe?
Yeah, like I worked in Mums and Poppers, the baby show.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Obviously, loads of mums watch the show, so they were in all the time, and they'd be like, "I know you from somewhere." Because I like would go to work with, like no makeup on, I look like a different person. And they'd be like, "I don't know you," and I'd be like, "How can I awkwardly tell them that I'm on MTV?" And I'd be like, "I'm on a show with a baby."
I'm on a show with a baby. Oh well, Chloe, we wish you the best of luck. And love
so
to Marley
much.
And we'll make sure we watch on Wednesday.
Yes, definitely. I'm going to watch
MTV.
8 p.m. on MTV.
We'll be watching, Chloe.
Thank you
lovely
so much,
to
Chloe.
Speak to you.
Thanks so much for your time, guys.
Bye.
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 Sweet. Do you remember those days, young mum?
Is it not a pleasant thing to look back on?
No, I'm happy that they're all grown up, actually.
See, I'm getting broody. I could do with another one.
Go on then.
Well, I still can. How about that? That'll be a story, won't it?
Good breaking news.
World record.
It will be. It will be. Hold on a minute. It's still a possibility.
Okay, thanks. How many 47th birthdays have you had?
Right, you're definitely not coming to the birthday party.
Oh my God.
He's just barred from my birthday party.
I'll turn up. And the Paps know me now, so I'm coming in.
They do know you for all the wrong reasons.
Honest Joe, we can talk to you all night. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You two
for
are
going
to bugger
me
off to the Groucho now.
Yeah,
so,
we're very excited.
Yes. And we're actually celebrating something that we can't tell you about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, good luck with Bear Grylls, Joe. I hope it goes well. I read something online.
Take that Prosecco away.
Yeah, take it away. Would I ever do a show like that?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Thank you so much, Joe. And Lizzie, I will see you next week.
Hopefully. I'll see you next week.
I'll reveal all your secrets as well, I've read online.
Yeah.
About that.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening to FUBA.
Thanks.
Thank you, Joe.
Pleasure.
See you next
and
week.
Stephen, you're in trouble.
I've been hearing symphonies before all I heard was silence. A rhapsody for you and me, and every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along, then you came and you cut me loose. Was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find a key without you, and now